Hey there, Ian.
Hi, Liz.
So the Newport Daily News will now be part of a larger chain of newspapers. Up until now, it's been one of the few remaining family-owned papers around.
That's right. And the Newport Daily News has been on the scene for a really long time. The paper was established in 1846. The current ownership that sold to Gatehouse, Sherman Publishing, bought the Newport Daily News in 1918. So the current owners are giving up control after owning the paper for almost 100 years.
You know, the Daily News reported this week that its board chair, Albert Buck Sherman Jr., told employees about the sale on Thursday, and he said it was one of the saddest days of his life. Ian, why sell this paper?
Well, it seems to be just part of the broader trend toward growing media consolidation. In his comments in the Newport Daily News' coverage, Sherman noted how there are now only about four family-owned daily newspapers in all of New England. And he pointed to how there was a day in the past when there were more than 80 family-owned daily newspapers. The newspaper industry, as we know, is going through a tough time due to the internet, and we can talk more about that in a bit, but it seems as if the family saw the writing on the wall, saw a really tough environment for continuing to publish a newspaper, and was reacting to that.
You know, we hear a lot about how newspapers' bottom lines are suffering because so many people now get their news from the internet, and there are fewer and fewer people advertising, for example, in the wanted ads. And yet, we also see companies like Gatehouse coming in, buying up local papers. They now own the Providence Journal, the New Bedford Standard Times, the Fall River Herald, and many others. If newspapers are a dying industry, why is Gatehouse doing this?
Because there's still money to be made. And we should note that Gatehouse is owned by another entity called New Media Investment Group. On its website, New Media says its strategy is, quote, to acquire and operate traditional local media businesses and transform them from print-centric operations to dynamic multimedia operations through our existing online advertising and digital marketing businesses. Now, there's a certain amount of buzzwordish jargon there.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, it means that they're trying to consolidate more holdings. And if they have a number of holdings across southern New England, for example, as Gatehouse Media does, they can go to advertisers and say, we can serve up this audience. We've got an aggregate of all these eyeballs. They own the newspaper in Worcester, New Bedford, Fall River, Providence. And it's a way of consolidating an audience and trying to make it appealing to advertisers.
Now, Ian, you've worked for the Associated Press, the former Alternative Weekly, the Providence Phoenix, and now Rhode Island Public Radio. In your view, what does it mean for a community when there are fewer and fewer independent papers and when a paper like the Newport Daily News is purchased by one of these large national media companies?
Well, when Gatehouse Media takes ownership of the Newport Daily News, Newporters will no longer have the opportunity to run into the publisher of the paper at the local supermarket. That's a really tangible example of how the oversight and management of what Newporters are getting is going to be happening in a very faraway place. Also, we should note that Gatehouse has a reputation for cutting resources. We've seen that play out at the Providence Journal, where the newsroom is down to about 16 reporters. On the other hand, a Gatehouse can also pool its resources. We've seen, for example, how a sports writer for the Worcester Telegram and Gazette has contributed to the Providence Journal's Red Sox coverage. That's the potential upside. Or we've gotten news from the Fall River Herald News in the Providence Journal about Fall River. So there's an opportunity to share some news resources there.
But at the same time, I've noticed a sort of standardization across their properties where all their websites look the same and they have many of the same similar stories.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Elizabeth. And the hard part is we're not going back to the 1980s when newspapers were real powerhouses and super profitable for their owners. We saw this trend towards selling out to corporations accelerate after the Providence Journal was sold in the mid-late 1990s to Belo out of Texas. And the family that owned the Journal back in the 90s wanted to cash in on the value of the newspaper. We're not going back to that day. In terms of the internet, the editor of the Providence Journal, for example, says more people now read the Providence Journal than ever before. If you add up the print circulation and the people who read it online, the difficulty is that internet ads are nowhere near as profitable for newspapers as their former print ads. And that's why we see this cycle of shrinking news. That's why we see this cycle of shrinking news resources at newspapers.
Well, Ian Donis covers politics and the media for Rhode Island Public Radio. You can find more of his reporting at ripr.org. Ian, thanks for your insights on the sale of the Newport Daily News.
Thank you, Elizabeth.